May 13th, Saturday of the fifth week of Easter. Social pressure can be a powerful force. We have all done things we would later regret as stupid and irresponsible just to go along with the crowd. I have a few of those in my past. The need to belong and to receive affirmation from others is strong. It helps build our self-esteem and provides direction in our lives. In practice, most people develop their moral sense not from books or lectures or sermons, but from observing the behavior of others and from the praise and blame that they receive. The assumption is that if people around you are commending you for your actions, you must be doing what is right. On the other hand, to go against the crowd requires a great deal of courage and a deep-rooted self-confidence. Getting shunned and shamed by others can be devastating. This is especially true of young people who are still forming their identity and developing a healthy sense of self. But none of us are totally immune from it. The problem has only become more acute with the pervasiveness of social media. Young people today live off of the attention and likes they get on Instagram, TikTok, and other platforms. On the other hand, negative and snarky comments can send them into a tailspin. The problem with letting one's actions be determined by the reactions of others is that in many societies, not excluding our own, the moral standards are mediocre at best and sometimes downright perverse. Many communities use social pressure to enforce racism, sexism, economic injustice, neglecting or even preying on the vulnerable and other injustices. Anyone who challenges those attitudes and practices can face severe sanctions. We saw that in the civil rights and anti-war movements in this country in the 1960s and 1970s, for example. Anyone who sympathized with those movements was branded as an outsider, a radical, and unpatriotic. Unfortunately, those reactionary forces have made a comeback today. The power of public opinion in enforcing social norms depends on the assumption that if you do not conform to the commonly held expectations of the community, there must be something wrong with you. That is how sin perpetuates itself. In today's gospel, Jesus exposes how wrong that attitude is by providing a totally different perspective. He contrasts his way, which is God's way, with the self-serving way of common society, which he calls the world. He assures his followers that to be hated and rejected by the world is not a matter of shame, but a badge of honor. It means that you are on the right side. To stand up for faith, justice, reverence for life, and self-sacrificing service against the pressures of the world is to be with Jesus and his disciples, who experience the same rejection and punishment. Note that this is not a matter of the heroic individual following his or her own inspiration on a lonely quest. It is a matter of finding the right community and always being open to God's will and direction. We see this with Paul in the first reading. As powerful and charismatic as he was, he always worked with companions, and his efforts were directed at building up communities that would sustain their members in the faith. Moreover, he was always guided by God's Spirit, which often caused him to put aside his own inclinations and plans to follow new directions. For his efforts, he faced constant opposition, scorn, condemnation, and even violence. Yet he accepted it all with joy, knowing that it put him with Christ, which is all he ever wanted or needed. The church is at its best in times of persecution. That's been true throughout its history, and it continues today. We see it in India, in Nigeria and other African countries, in Iraq and Syria, in Nicaragua and Cuba, in Vietnam and China, and other places where Christians are under attack, held in suspicion, and marginalized as alien elements and a threat to the prevailing culture and political system. When we meet the priests, nuns, and lay people from those places, we find a remarkable dedication and an unapologetic commitment to the faith. Even more amazing is the deep joy and hope that they show, and the great strength and meaning that they draw from their participation in the church. They know that Christ is with them, and that makes all the difference.